I watch you across the table, stealing glances at your handsome face amongst the conversations and laughter. You're dressed in a black button-down shirt and trousers. Sharp, yet casual. I like it. There's something immensely intriguing about you, but I can't define exactly what it is. More than once, you catch me staring. I should feel embarrassed, but I'm not. My curiosity is conquering my ego at this point. Finishing up dinner, the conversations move into the living room and kitchen. I'm standing in the kitchen, having a conversation with the mutual friend that brought you to my party. I don't see you as you come up behind me to refill my wine glass.
Oh, thank you.
When I turn to thank my pourer, my eyes widen slightly when I see it's you. A tingle of heated excitement moves through my body. Our friend introduces us once again, just as she did when you arrived, but I still don't hear what she's saying. There's a ringing in my ears that's almost deafening. I attribute it to the fact that my heart is now racing, and the sound I'm hearing is my own blood rushing through my body at a relentless pace. I smile and nod, apparently responding when I should in the discussion, but I could not tell you what was said. Someone from across the room calls her away for a raucous debate on something or other, leaving the two of us alone. As I look in your eyes, all the clangor in my head stops at once. A feeling of warmth builds from the tips of my toes as we continue to chat. Your intelligence and dry but unsarcastic wit has me smiling, and the knowing twinkle in your eyes is creating a moist heat between my legs. As my guests start to leave, I see you hang back a bit. I raise a brow towards my friend you came with when I see her leaving with her debater. I glance back at you once again and see that you are on your phone. "He's calling a cab," she tells me with a wink, and exits out the door. As I begin to clear the remainder of the glasses from the table, you lend a hand, following me into the kitchen. You tell me our cab will be here soon and begin to thank me for the party. I smile at you warmly, as in truth, I should be thanking you for coming. But instead, I simply reply that new friends are always welcome. We both reach for the last glass on the other side of the table, and I feel your strong thigh press against my bum. My breath catches, despite myself, and I let out a nervous giggle. I turn to look at you. Twinkle in your eyes shining mischievously before you carry the glass to the kitchen. I don't hear when you return, only aware of your presence when I feel you behind me once more. "I hope you don't mind me saying this," you begin, "but I really can't help it. I think you've an incredibly fine arse." I laugh, perhaps a little harder and a bit louder than necessary, as my nervousness briefly consumes me. A nervous desirousness, that is. "Well, thank you. And I think you've got to find one as well," I say, without turning to look at you. You chuckle quietly as you take a step closer to me. Your hands softly grab my hips, caressing over the smooth fabric of my tight skirt. My breathing stops, and I keep my focus on the polished gloss of my wood table, as a small trickle of wetness seeps into the thin lace of my panties. Your hands move down to my arse, and then round to my tummy, exploring the toned curves with loving strokes. I gasp as I feel your body press against me, your hardening cock firmly nestled against my ass, your warm breath on my neck, your deft fingers quickly undoing the buttons of my shirt. You give a sharp inhale as your hands move under my bra, using my breasts to pull me into you tighter. I feel your cock jump and twitch, and I reach down to give it a rub, but you catch my hand and whisper for me to turn around. Your arms encircle my bare skin as you push me against the table and kiss me, your lips gentle yet authoritative, your mouth leading mine as our wet tongues connect. I whimper helplessly, my hands sliding down your back, pulling you to me now. Oh, I feel your hardness nudging at my clit, and I whimper again, desperately wishing my pencil skirt wasn't so tight so I could spread my legs for you. As if hearing my thoughts, you break our kiss and lift me up on the table, your shining eyes on mine briefly. Pushing me back, you then back up, seemingly allowing yourself to take in the vision before you. The look on your face so lascivious and intense. Your hands trace your gaze as it begins to travel down my body, pausing over my breasts, flirting over my nipples, your fingers stroking lightly on my soft flesh, until finally reaching down to the side zipper of my skirt, sliding it open as your dark eyes meet mine once more. I breathe a sigh of relief as I feel my flesh released from the confines of the unforgiving fabric. Your focus intent on my panties now, as your hands move up the soft skin of my thighs. You lean down, your lips planting a trail of kisses up my leg, until your hot breath torturously teases me as you pause briefly over my soaked pussy, then continue kissing down my other leg. I close my eyes and sigh as your strong hands move up my thighs once more. Fingers clutching the sides of my panties. You tear the thin fabric with ease. Oh, the delicious sound causing my hands to grab my breasts and my long legs to open wide in offering to you. I lift my head to watch as your fingers begin to explore my glistening velvet lips, your eyes darkening with carnal hunger, undoubtedly as strong as my own. Another surge of heat tears through me, and I feel a trickle of my nectar begin to run down to the crevice of my arse. You gasp and give a low moan as you watch, one of your hands now rubbing your straining cock through your trousers. You lower your mouth to my swollen clit, then pause, lips parted in a slight grin so I feel your hot breath. I grin back wickedly, grabbing your hair and lifting my hips at the same time. Moaning loudly as I feel your mouth finally on me, your sensuous lips pulling at my velvet ones, your skilled tongue encircling my pearl. Oh. I grab your hair harder, my hips grinding against you shamelessly. Your teeth graze across my clit, sending me over the edge. My orgasm slams into me.
Stop, stop, stop.
The practiced mouth unrelenting. I finally have to push you off, my body spasming with sensitivity. I don't bother to catch my breath as I sit up, grabbing your hair once again to pull you in for a savage kiss. My fingers clawing at your clothes, clumsily fiddling with your belt before sliding down your trousers. I climb off the table, pulling out the closest chair for you to sit on, both of us panting, on the verge of reckless. I then get down on my knees in front of you, ready to grab your beautiful cock, but then pause, leaning back to sit on my heels so I can take in your presence. You reach for me, but I pull back with a giggle, my fingers skimming your thighs. Patience, handsome. My turn here. I admit my mouth is watering at the sight of you, your body shaking with desire, primal need. Your magnificence standing proudly between your legs. I can't wait any longer either. And with a lunge and a moan, I grab your shaft and give it a long lick from base to tip, my eyes rolling back when I hear you groan loudly, grabbing my hair tightly with both hands, so tightly I can't move my head. You then stand up, nudging the chair behind you with your foot as you stare down at me. Take it in, slow, you tell me, not lessening your grip on my hair. Oh, the flared head of your gorgeous dick pushing at my lips. I look up at you, my brown eyes wide as I open my mouth, moaning at the feel of your rigid cock passing through my lips. You pull out just enough to stay in my mouth, and then press further in, deeper and deeper with slow thrusts. You finally feel my throat relax and push all the way in until your balls are pressed against my lips, holding me in place just long enough to feel me gag and then releasing me. A growly moan coming deep from your chest, causing another stream of my sweet wetness to drip down my thighs. You repeat the same motion again and again, increasing your pace as you start to fuck my mouth. I give your luscious balls a squeeze, pleased when I feel them jump at my touch. Oh, God. Oh, I love how you fuck my face. I love being a naughty cum slut for you. Without warning, you pull out, lifting me up by my hair to kiss me. A deep, primal tongue kiss that only exacerbates my want for you to fuck me. You quickly break our kiss to spin me, bending me over the table, the polished cool grain smooth against my large breasts. You grab my leg behind my knee and lift it, giving you a full view of my glistening tight cunt. I look back at you, biting my lower lip as I watch you grab your shaft and push towards my wettest little hole. And then, you slam into me, causing me to scream with rapturous bliss as you start to fuck me hard. One hand on my hair, the other on my hip. I clench the walls of my pussy around your thick length, milking you as you impale me deeper and harder, your balls slapping against my clit. Oh, God, I love it. I lower my head down, my long hair curtaining my face. Using my hands to brace myself on the table, I begin to push back, meeting you thrust for thrust. I love how your cock feels inside of me. Oh, so good, baby. Oh, so good. Look at me, you order. I look back over my shoulder again. You meet my eyes, holding my gaze as you reach around and slide two fingers between my pussy lips and over my clit, making them slick for what you have in store next. You slow your pace and pull out just enough so only the tip of your dick is inside of me. You use your wet fingers to rim my tightest hole and slowly start to work one inside my arse as far as it will go, working it in and out so only the tip of your fingers inside. I stare at you, your face a mask of pure lust and want, the primal need to fuck me senseless. And oh, I want that so badly. Oh, all at once, you slam your cock and finger inside me, both of my openings at the same time. Another scream emanating through me. You grab my hair with your other hand, push me down flat on the table, my hands clawing at the wood for traction. You fuck me hard with your fat cock and your masterful finger. Your body slamming into me again and again. You want me to fuck that arse? Tell me. Tell me you want me to fuck that tremendous arse. You whisper raspily in my ear. Oh, God, yes. Please. Oh, please fuck my arse. Now. Oh. You slide out of my drenched cunt, quickly replacing your finger with your delicious cock. The tight walls of my arse causing you to push in, slowly at first. Even though I want you to pound me, pound your little fuck toy's arse here and now on this table. You push in, my ass taking you all the way. I can feel myself spasm around you, your cock twitching in reply as you gasp. You start pumping your hips, stretching my tightest hole so wide. My head is still turned, my eyes watching you, but I see nothing. My vision blinded by my voluptuous desire to feel you impale my arse again and again, right here on my table. I reach under me, my hands searching for your shaft. I wrap my thumb and forefinger around the very base and squeeze, causing your eyes to open wide and a loud groan escape from your mouth. I smile, noting that you never stop your pace for even a second. I then reach further down to your balls, massaging them, reveling in how tight and full they are. Oh, you grab my hand and pull it away, a smile contorting your concentration on the luscious task at hand. Oh, you increase your speed, pushing my head down on the table again. Oh, God, I'm on the brink of coming, and I know you are too. Oh, God, yes. Oh, come for me, baby. Come inside my arse. Oh, you respond with a growl. Oh, a growl that goes straight to my cunt. My eyes roll back as my orgasm starts to rise. Those obscene, hard fucking sounds suddenly making it approach faster. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, God, fuck it. Oh, God. Fuck my arse, baby. Oh, so, so good. So good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ah, ah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Ah, 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 ah. Slam into me with one final thrust, the continual robes of your thick cum shooting deep inside me. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I love it. You collapse on my back, our bodies glistening with sweat, spent, panting, and oh, so blissful. Few moments have passed when I'm aware of a sound blaring from outside. I do believe your cab is here, darling.